time now. Only retreat or surrender. Or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance.
Over 4 years and going strong, with over 200,000 downloads from over 9 countries and 5 continents. I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and Training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Hope everyone is doing well. We are well into the festivities and celebrations, and whatever you want to call it up here in Bend. When the sun comes out and June comes around, there is just so much fun stuff to do. We just had the first Friday Art Walk. Today is a Heaven Can Wait 5K, 10K for cancer survivors. Just wonderful things going on up here. Got a CrossFit competition coming up. So hope you all are enjoying your weekend as well, wherever you are. And hope that you're making some progress on your goals and motivating yourself and inspiring yourself to do better. To not that you're not doing good, but to reach those goals. I just have been working with a worksheet with some of my clients, and I have them write out the top 3 goals that they have right now, and then look at how much time they're spending on them. And you'd be surprised how much little time we spend on what we say is important to us. So we need to start to shift to more of an inner directedness, and that's going to be the topic today. All right, we've been going over these 21 habits of peak performers, and we went through the mental habits, and now we're in part 2 of the emotional habits. And peak performers have this inner directedness, that is, they have a burning desire to achieve, excel, expand, and improve themselves. So they're not complacent. You know, this is that complacent zone that I've talked about. They're not complacent. They have this desire to learn more, to do more, to achieve more, to really push themselves, their human potential. And was with some friends last night at dinner, and we were talking about the rise of Superman, and the book talks about pushing our human potential, and one of the subjects came up was the Red Bull space diving event that happened a few years ago. But this is where peak performers do. They want to achieve these things. They're also intrinsically motivated. And this is very, very important, because it's okay to be extrinsically motivated. That means that you do something for the reward, you do something for the acknowledgement, you do something from some external reason. But if that external reason disappears or goes away, then normally the motivation stops as well. So peak performers are intrinsically motivated. They do things for the joy of doing them, and let the results take care of themselves. And when you can shift to a intrinsically motivated energy, then you'll wake up in the morning wanting to do something. You'll go to bed at night tired because you gave it everything you got. So when you can start to shift that motivation from extrinsic to intrinsic, and that may be a time. So you may have to have that extrinsic motivation, a reward for yourself for working out for the day, or your recognition at work. But as you're shifting, I would ask you to pay attention to how does it feel as you move through that process, whether it's working out, whether it's making sales calls, whatever it's doing, and focus on how good that starts to feel to you, especially after the task has been completed. Not that it's completed, but how good do you feel that it's gotten? I mean, how often have you cleaned up, you know, a closet or a garage or something. Yes, it's nice. It looks organized, but you feel so good when it's done. That feeling is part of the intrinsic motivation. So the peak performers are very intrinsically motivated. They also take responsibility for their actions, for the results, and determining how to get the results they want if they didn't get them the first time. And this is, you know, from NLP and other places, they talk about you're responsible for your results and all your results. And there is that aspect of it, but this is more of taking responsibility for their actions. So if you want to get something, you have to take responsibility for the actions to get it. This is more about empowerment, right? So if you start thinking about what do you want to get? So we'll get back to the three important goals. Look at your three goals or one goal. Even if you just have one goal, look at it. What daily actions do you have to take to get yourself closer to that? And then are you taking them or are you delegating those actions to someone else? If you start to delegate too many of those actions, then those other individuals are actually in charge of your goal. You aren't. And so as you start taking action towards your goal, you will then be responsible for the results because you're taking the action. And then if you don't get the results you want, you then have the power to change that action to get a different result. The challenge is if we delegate these actions to too many individuals and we don't get the result, we really don't have that power to change it because the other individual is doing it. Yes, we need to have a team, and this is how, you know, the peak performers work. They know the process of a team also. So you pick your team very carefully. You pick your individuals that are going to work with you very carefully because you want to make sure that they emulate all of these peak performing habits as well. So if you do delegate a task to someone else, you know that they're going to see it through. You know that they're going to change the result if it's not what you desired. So you can have a team, but make sure that they are on the same level as you are. Also with peak performers, they recognize that no one can make them feel anything. They allow themselves to feel any feeling. And it's okay. So this doesn't mean that you don't feel negative thoughts, you don't get angry, you don't get sad, you don't get happy. What it means is that you know that you are controlling those emotions, that you, yes, this event allowed you to feel happy, but if you attach too much of your emotions to an external source, a person, place, or thing, then we have given away our power to the external world for our own happiness. And yes, there are some events, you know, you start looking at a puppy playing with you, licking with you and jumping around. Yes, that's going to make you happy. And that puppy allows you to feel that happiness. But if you say that puppy makes me happy, then the puppy's gone. Well, then are you still happy? So we need to recognize on how we allow events to open up the door to certain emotions and certain feelings. And if you don't like what you're feeling, a peak performer will change it. And this is what's so important. If we allow on the external events to control our feelings, we basically say we don't have the power to change what we're feeling. But when we know that we can, that an event allows that feeling to come up for us, and if we don't like it, if it's not a feeling that's going to suit us at this point in time, we then have the power to change that feeling to what we want to feel. And this is really important because emotions, you know, Dr. Joe Dispenza in Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself talks about how emotions now more run our lives than our thinking. You know, the normal model is thoughts lead to feelings, lead to action, leads to results. Well, when we get so addicted to our feelings that we just let them happen, it's then the feelings create the thought. So we have this feeling of sadness. We put a label on it, and then we start thinking sad thoughts. And so in his book, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, he talks about and gives some very good exercises on how to get back control of your emotions and your feelings. And so this is what peak performers do. They know that they are in charge of their feelings. They know that certain events allow a feeling to come up for them or an emotion. And then if they don't like it, they change it. The other thing is peak performers, they ride and control on life's waves instead of being a cork, floating around. So they surf the waves that life brings them as opposed to being pummeled by it on the shore or being a cork and going all over, right? So you can have a very big wave, a 5-10 foot wave, and you can stand underneath it and be creamed by it. And you're going to be smashed on the bottom of the ocean there in the sand and come up all cut and bruised. Or you can learn how to ride that wave. Get that surfboard or body surf it and ride it and feel the rush of it and be safe when you're landed on the shore. So these are some of the aspects that go along with inner directedness, right? It's also trusting your intuition. So I'm going to shift a little bit here and talk about feeling and emotions. So back in the 70s, men were told to tap into their feelings. Well, many people misunderstood it, that the feelings and emotions were synonymous, were one in the same. Well, emotions and feelings are a little bit different, at least in the way I was taught those. We have feelings of intuition. You know, you can sense when, if you're a good fisher or hunterman, you can sense where the prey is. You can sense when there's somebody in the room. You can sense. Those are the feelings that they were talking about. So when I use the word feelings and emotions here, I meant them to be the same, but I just wanted to give you something to consider, the difference between feelings and emotions. This inner directedness is part of the feelings, the intuition part of it. And peak performers will tap into their inner guidance system and trust it. And they will act on it. And if they don't get the results, they will act again. But they know that intrinsically, internally, they know the right thing to do. And it may take them a few tries to get the result they want, but they trust themselves implicitly. So that is today's topic. Hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to get some more information on these habits and inner directedness, I strongly recommend picking up the book, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. You can find it on my blog page. On the right-hand side, there's a banner for it. It comes now in 3 versions, a PDF, an EPUB, and a MOBI, so you can carry it with you wherever you go. If you like this subject, please let me know. If you would like me to cover another subject, please let me know. And you can do so by providing feedback at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Take a look for the Contact Me tab and send me a note or a voice message.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.